Cabinet will discuss a €725 million euro funding proposal for RTE. That funding will come from TV licences and Exchequer funding and does not include commercial funding. Dr. Roddy Flynn, Associate Professor at the School of Communications at Dublin City University, is here in studio with us now. Thanks for coming in. Dr. Flynn, what's your reaction to what's proposed?
I think there were lots of choices in front of the government. This is obviously something which has been debated over the last 15 years and most recently by the Future of Media Commission. And let's say they had three choices. This would be choice number four. It's, I think, the worst of all possible choices insofar
as... Why is that the worst possible?
Because we've gone... So we had a situation whereby we had an acknowledged problem with the two existing sources of funding. One was commercial funding, and that's dropped from about two... It's dropped by about 100 million, 140 million, actually, if you take inflation into account, since 2007. So that's a significant decline. So it's gone from about 240 million down to about 150 million, let's call it now. You also have a decline in licence fee. That's been going on for a long time, in part because people are writing into the department to say, I don't own a TV set anymore, which is a quite legal thing to do. You have about 140,000 households in the wake of last year's events, last summer's events, who have basically declined to pay the licence fee. So there's two declining sources of revenue. That's been going on anyway. And in any case, the idea that you were using a 20th century, ownership of 20th century piece of technology, a television set, as a basis for funding the public service media is problematic. So let's just let that set for a while.
Right.
Leaving those in place is a problem, right? Then sort of saying that there's going to be an unspecified sum of money going going into the future on the basis of no very clear kind of rationale of how much money is going to be made available, it just seems very problematic. And let me explain that. So I know that for the next 3 years, we have this figure of about an additional 125 million is going to be paid. We have no rationale for where that comes from. Why 125? It's not the figure RTE asked for. But I'm not even saying that the figure that RTE asked for was correct. It seems like a randomly chosen sum. That's kind of, this is enough to keep things going.
But there is certainty because you have 3 years of funding.
Yeah.
So that's positive.
It's better than it was, yeah, absolutely. But I don't think, in a way, what has not happened here is a stepping back for a moment. And it's something that, for example, the Future of Media Commission didn't do, because, to be fair, it wasn't asked to do. And it's asked the question, in the 21st century, what should public service media be doing in Ireland? What does the society as a whole need? What does the Irish public sphere need a public service media sector, including TG Car, including radio, including all of it, to do? We've never asked that question. We've just basically said, this is what RTE has been getting for the last, you know, X number of years, and said, how do we keep that trickling along? But that wasn't necessarily the right thing to do either. And RTE, I mean, I spent my earlier part of this summer in the RTE archives running through the annual reports. RTE has been pointing out, kind of politely, since at least 1967, that the commercial licence fee funding model wasn't a basis for sustaining public service broadcasting content.
Will it end uncertainty for RTE?
No, I don't think it does, actually. I think it extends it. It kicks it down the can down the road one more time. Just to put this in context, in 2003, there was a Broadcasting Amendment Act which said, henceforth, the licence fee is going to be index-linked. But it was made subject to ministerial approval. And it was index-linked for 5 years. So 2004, 2005, up to 2008, the licence fee slowly trickled up to its current level of 160 euros per year. At that point, ministers just started saying, actually, we're not going to do that anymore. So it is possible to have a system which has certainty built into it. It just requires some political will to actually do what they said they were going to do.
But this was politically tricky, right?
Yeah.
Because we see On Post will continue to collect the licence fee.
Yeah.
No other option on that, it seems.
Well, there's plenty of other options on that. The number of options that are used across Europe. Like, again, this is like On Post... I don't know the mechanisms of it, but it clearly isn't a very effective system.
It's been given an extra 6 million to do this,
yeah,
and to improve its systems.
And hopefully that'll make some kind of improvement, but it has we have the highest rate of licence fee evasion in Europe and have done for some time. That's using On Post system. And there are systems where you can deduct The funding at source. If you go in the Czech Republic, for example, it's taken out of the electricity supply bill every month. Yeah, I know, but it's a way of doing it.
That would be politically sensitive now, wouldn't it?
It probably would, but why are we worried too much about political sensitivity? My point is, you're absolutely right. Political sensitivity is what has brought us here. This is a political fudge. It's like, this will keep the Department of Media happy to a certain extent. It'll keep the Department of Finance and Public Expenditure happy to a certain extent.
Well, if it's a fudge, what solution would you offer?
I mean, how long have you got? If it was me, I would make it actually entirely exchequer funding, and I would index link that exchequer funding to a number based on answering the question, what is it that we actually need a public service broadcaster to do? We've never asked that question.
We're talking about proposals that are going in front of cabinet today. What do you think the impact of all this could be on RTE?
I think it buys time. It buys a degree of clarity for the next 3 years. But I do think that we still haven't actually answered the longer term question of how do you place the funding of public service media, not just RTE as an institution, but public service media on a secure footing for not just the next 3 years, but the next decade and the next century, basically, because that's what matters.
Dr. Roddy Flynn, Associate Professor at the School of Communications at DCU. Thanks for talking to us.